T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Gordon Ramsay's restaurant comes to Atlantic City and it speaks to me.
Which will be now called the Hell's Kitchen Bar, HK Bar. So that'll be...
You know, HK are my initials.
Okay, HK, there you go. See, you got to be one of our first customers, all right?
My HK stands for Hadas Kuznets, and you won't believe how they're picking their head chef for Hell's Kitchen.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
And now I'm out here on the boardwalk in Atlantic City in front of Caesars, and I'm with Joe Lodis, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Caesars. And you have a couple of openings coming this summer. Give us the rundown. Let's start with the names and the dates.
Yes, we do. So, end of August, we have Hell's Kitchen coming to Atlantic City. So, the first Gordon Ramsay Hell's Kitchen on the East Coast. We're just so excited about it. And then right after that, in Starbucks, we'll open at Caesars in early September. And finally, we're going to open the first Nobu in Atlantic City. Nobu Restaurant opens at the beginning of October this year.
Is this like the famous Hollywood Nobu that we're talking about?
It is the famous Nobu that originated in New York City and is a world-renowned brand, a luxury lifestyle brand that we're bringing to Atlantic City. We'll also have a hotel that will open at the end of the year, so we'll have the full Nobu experience here at Caesars Atlantic City.
You're building another hotel?
A hotel within a hotel. So it'll be the Nobu-themed rooms and suites at Caesars on the top 3 floors of the Centurion Tower. We'll start building those out in the fall, and they'll be open by New Year's Eve.
Lots of restaurants and lots of entertainment and lots of things are happening now. Is this kind of making up for lost times during COVID?
Well, you know, I think it's our new leadership's commitment to Atlantic City, not just here at Caesars, but at Harrah's Resort in Tropicana, Atlantic City. We're investing in new outlets, 14 new outlets, entertainment venues, and food and beverage outlets across the city. A $400 million capital investment across our 3 properties here in Atlantic City.
So tell me how some of these came to be. Let's start with Hell's Kitchen. Did you reach out to Gordon Ramsay or did his people reach out to Caesars?
We have a longstanding relationship and partnership with Gordon Ramsay and his team. So we're really just building on that. This is, one of several Gordon Ramsay themed brands we have across the Caesars network. Gordon Ramsay Pub and Grill is at Caesars as well. GR Steak is at Harrah's in Atlantic City. And this will be the third partnership with the best, most recognized celebrity chef in the world, Gordon Ramsay. So we're so excited to bring that experience here to Caesars, but we have a long-standing relationship with him.
So what kind of food is it? Can people expect to be on camera? I'm going to assume no.
You never know.
There
might be some filmings there, but really diverse menu. His classics with beef Wellington, sticky toffee pudding, kind of highlighting scallops, diversified, Americanized, international type cuisine. So something for everybody at Hell's Kitchen, and the experience is phenomenal. So it'll be an open kitchen. The blue and red competition kitchen will be exposed. A lot of selfie moments with the HK pitchfork and the fire themes. We'll be on 3 levels. So we have a bar entrance level on the boardwalk, we have the dining room, and then we have another bar lounge entrance on the 2nd floor. So it's 3 levels, with the mezzanine level being the dining room.
So it's still being built out. It's not coming until the end of the summer.
End of August.
What was that space before?
Used to be a nightclub before this.
Which one?
Dusk.
I remember Dusk.
Oh, you remember Dusk? Okay.
Yeah. Yes, I'm old. I remember Dusk.
You remember Dusk. Yes. That is the space, plus the boardwalk bar entrance, which we now call the Beachside Bar, which will be now called the Hell's Kitchen Bar, HK Bar. So that'll be...
You know, HK are my initials.
Okay, HK. There you go. See? See, you got to be one of our first customers, all right?
Got to be like that, yeah.
Okay, all right.
What are you most excited about Hell's Kitchen?
I mean, that brand is so well-known. A lot of people follow the TV show, right? So we're going to take full advantage of that. Actually, the next season's winner of Hell's Kitchen is going to be our head chef here at Caesars Atlantic City.
Do you know who that is already?
We do not. I've heard it's been filmed.
That was the prize.
That's the prize.
Like a job.
Exactly, a job. And they'll have that job right here, right down the street here at Caesars Atlantic City. You got it.
So you find out who the head chef is at the finale.
We'll find out when everybody else finds out at the finale.
That's awesome. Okay, Starbucks. Everybody loves Starbucks. They're coming just after Labor Day. Where in Caesars?
So as you come in, the valet entrance at Caesars, the valet port, as soon as you come in, we're going to have a whole new entrance experience there, and it'll be anchored by a Starbucks. So on the first floor as you come in from Pacific Avenue.
All right, and then Nobu. Let's talk about Nobu. How did that project come to be?
Very similar. You know, we have a relationship with Nobu at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas. It's been just a home run for us. That partnership's been phenomenal. So there's a hotel tower there and a restaurant. The full Nobu experience, you know, a blend of Japanese and Peruvian culture, high-end cuisine and experience. So leveraging that, we said, where can we bring this throughout our brand? So we're actually opening one up here in Atlantic City and also down in New Orleans, right? So we're expanding that brand into three of our resort destinations, two more resort destinations across the U.S. And it's just, I mean, when you talk about a memorable, high-end culinary experience, that is what you're going to get with Nobu. We're going to attract new customers to this market because we have that here, that experience, not just from domestically, internationally.
Yeah.
Internationally known brand, hospitality.
Tell me about the history of Nobu. How many are there? When did it start? Do you know?
You know what? I think there's probably, this will be the 13th or 14th restaurant, and about that many, maybe more hotels throughout the world. So I don't know the exact count, but we're fortunate to be one of them here in Atlantic City.
It means that you're like a city on the map.
We're a city on the map. Exactly. That's a good way to say it. We're a city on the map.
So what are your expectations? Because people are ready to go out.
We'll be ready for the people based on what we did last summer when everybody, they had that pent-up demand. There was a huge, huge surge of people into the market. And you talk to any of the general managers here in this city, we are bullish on summer 2022.
So what's the trend here from 2021, 2022, and what you're gearing up for 23?
Well, 23, most of our construction and development projects will be behind us. So we'll have a full year of just leveraging these great new assets and the capital investments. So 22 is a little bit of a transitionary year in that we're building a lot of stuff out, right? We're still going to be open for business and deliver great service experience to our guests. But I think 21 was a foundational kind of get back out of your feet type of year. 22, build on that, transition, get the capital investment. And then 23, we just start kicking butt.
What do you think? Do you need to be an epidemiologist to predict the economic future?
I don't even want to go there. Yeah. I don't even want to go there.
Right, right. So, I mean, barring any, like, pandemics or anything?
Barring any pandemics, I think, you know, this market and our properties will just benefit from people getting back to normal, hopefully. And hopefully inflation kind of eases up a little bit, right? And people...
We can always hope,
can
right?
We'll still spend. We're discretionary income business industry. We need that. So we need some other things to happen on a macroeconomic level to be ultra successful. But I think there'll be plenty of experiences and amenities here at our properties that if you want to get away and have some fun, come visit our three properties, One Atlantic City. There's something to do for everybody. And we have, you know, close to over 5,000 rooms across our three properties. So plenty of capacity.
So you're local. Even if people want to get away,
that's
it's
right.
Still not that far.
Exactly.
A lot of restaurants told me that 2019 was their best year ever. Mm-hmm. You know, it took them that long to get out of 2008. What are the numbers looking like? How long will it take us to get back to those quote unquote normal numbers?
To 2019 levels?
Yeah.
Well, we could come close this year.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. And then next year, I expect us to exceed those.
Any challenges that you had going into the summer, getting ready for the summer?
We're still trying to fill open positions. So anybody, if you know anybody is looking for a job, we are.
This is an official call for anybody.
This is an official call out. I think that's our biggest challenge right now, is just making sure that we have the staff.
Are you able to source everything that you need, from food to supplies to kitchen equipment?
Generally, yes. It's just taken longer, and we have to put, you know, a more time and thought into the lead time involved, right? So that's our job as a management team, to figure that stuff out. But nothing that's going to hold us back from keeping things open, right, and delivering great service.
All right, so once again, you got Hell's Kitchen at the end of August, Starbucks just after Labor Day, and Nobu in October. So you're looking at like a pop and fall, a hop and fall.
Hop and fall, and we'll gain momentum as we get into 2023.
So you're looking ahead right now to the following summer even.
We absolutely are. Absolutely are. So this is building the foundation for what I like to say, Caesars Renaissance. Bringing Caesars back to its rightful place as a high-end luxury brand in the market. And then we have our two wonderful sister properties at Harrah's and Tropicana, and we'll do things together as one AC.
All right. Joe Lodice is Senior Vice President and General Manager of Caesars.
Thank you, Hadass. Appreciate it.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.